And I'll say it a different, I like the freedom and the liberty here, but you might want to stay because there's a specific word for this church. Amen. So, but like, I like the freedom that you've been given to come and go. My wife and I are going to tag team today, and I'm just going to get right to the point of what God is saying to you as this ministry. I believe he's saying it to the body of Christ, but God gave us a specific word for you today. And here's the deal. We've been talking about transition, and we've been talking about the church moving into a new place from the old place. We've been talking about reformation. But specifically for you, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, and this was about 2 weeks ago, because, you know, when we're asked to go somewhere, we want to know what is God saying to where we're going. We don't come equipped with our favorite sermon or the one we thought was the best. And we just don't. And it's like, we learned that from our bishop. He doesn't speak on Sunday morning to a church without getting a specific word for that church. And so I appreciate that, and I learned from that. But God's saying to you as a people, as Grace Christian Church, you're no longer in transition. Did you hear that? You're no longer in transition. And it's like, we can have a mindset of we're still crossing over and be crossing over forever. You know what I mean? It's like, we can get so comfortable in the middle of the river that we never make it to the other side. And you guys have been stuck in the middle of the river, and God's saying you're no longer in transition. Did you hear what I said? Amen. And I'm not saying that in a bad way, that you've been stuck. It's like, there's been a lot of opposition. There's been a lot of mindsets that need to be broken and readjusted. God's saying you're out of the old and you're into the new. Amen? Out of the old and into the new. And it's like, you're no longer in transition. Now, when Moses led the Israelites out, they got to the other side. And you see, like, what we did prophetically today is you went across the river and you went up onto the higher ground and you're on the other side. But take a look, because the water's coming down on Pharaoh, his chariots, and all his horsemen. And God says you're not going to see them any longer. In other words, what has kept this church captive, you're not going to see it any longer. Listen, the scenery is different. Think about that. The scenery is different. You're not in the same field. You're not building bricks. You're not, you know, like dirt and mortar. You're not in the old huts or whatever it is that they lived in. Everything is different. Even the food is different. See? Manna and quail. See, in my vernacular, I think I would have really enjoyed those years, because I translate that as pizza and wings. Amen? Manna was kind of like bread, and birds have wings, and so I'm from Buffalo. It looks like pizza and wings to me. And so you got, everything is new. Everything is new. And I'm saying to you, Grace Christian Church, don't be afraid to have new things. Look new. Talk new. Be new. Worship new. It's a new place. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's a new thing. It's a new day. It's like, shake it off. Amen? You ever get new clothes? Isn't it fun to throw the old ones out? Give them away to the Goodwill. I'm telling you, when I get a new, you know, shirt, I like this. You like this shirt? I like wearing this shirt. I just feel good in it. It's casual, a little bit dressy. You know what I mean? Like, and so you get rid of the old ones. And when you got something new, you always want to wear that one, right? Now, the only exception to the rule, fellas, is that T-shirt that you've had for 15 years, and your wife is hollering at you because you can see through it, and it's got little holes, and you're trying to explain to her, but honey, it took this long to get it just perfect. But guess what? You got to throw that stuff out. You got to throw it out. For real. She threw my favorite t-shirt out. I went to the garbage. She doesn't know this, but I'm confessing now. For real, she doesn't. I took it out of the garbage. I washed it. I hid it. And the Holy Spirit was bugging me for about 3 days. Get rid of that old thing. Get rid of that old thing. But see, it was significant. That t-shirt did represent the last 20 years of my life. And the Lord said, that's not the season you're in. Get rid of that old season. So it's like I took the shirt and it's like, see, I never told her. Because I didn't want to have to say you were right. So with tears in my eyes, I let it go. Here's the deal. Moses got over, and Moses sings this amazing song. The horse and its rider has thrown into the sea. This is, he's talking about the Lord. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war, and the Lord is his name. If you think you're going to sit here and be mamby-pamby, good for nothing, Bishop can say that, so I can say it. Christians, that season is over. It's time for war. It's time to apprehend the promises of God. So you're going to look different. It's going to sound different. It's going to be different. Now listen, Pharaoh's chariots and his army, he is cast into the sea. He has chosen captains. His chosen captains are also drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered him. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Stop looking at what was bugging you in the past. That's a charge from God. Oh, well, oh, when I was a kid, oh, and my husband said that, and oh, you don't know what I've been through, oh, the season that I've been in, and oh, how can you talk like this? I don't care. Hear what the Father is saying. I don't care. Now, I mean, he loves us. You know, for the tape, he loves us. God cares about you. But what God is saying is, I don't care about your old season. The more you yak and the more you complain and the more you wallow in self-pity, the more you disrespect the shed blood of my son. He died for that mess. Now he's saying, look, I've chosen and I've ordained for such a time as this, for this ministry to be in the new place and to do the new thing. Stop looking behind you. Amen? Stop looking behind you. Oh, who is this guy to speak like this? This is who the Holy Spirit is to speak like this. In Exodus 15, and this is exactly where you guys are at today, in verse 22, so Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the wilderness of Shur. And when they went 3 days into the wilderness and found no water, now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. Say, tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statue and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them and said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water, 70 palm trees, so they camped there. Come on, 12 wells of water, 70 palm trees. That sounds a lot more picturesque than where they were making bricks. Now here's why I can say strongly, stop looking at the past. God doesn't, he doesn't want to hear about it. He doesn't care about what happened in the past. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord is saying to each one of you individually that the sum total of your past is irrelevant to what I'm doing in you today. Come on. Listen, this ministry has been going for 23 years. And it might sound a little bit weird to hear that the sum total of 23 years is not relevant to the season that God has you in today, because God is doing a new thing. The old thing has passed away and the new thing is springing forth. Amen? Now, before I turn it over to my wife, this is what God showed me about the ministry, about you individually. You've crossed over. You're at the other side. You've seen God take out Pharaoh and his chariots. But you've traveled 3 days in, and you've hit the waters of Marah. In other words, the waters of bitterness. I said, what does that represent to grace? He said, it represents the issues of the heart, the sting of the past season that hasn't yet been healed. Right? And so it's one thing. Sorry for the athletic analogy, but it's like, I played hockey, and so when you have hand-to-hand combat in that sport, the fans can cheer you because you won the fight, right? And it's great, and you feel good, and you're prayed into that penalty box, sit down, and you feel pretty good about yourself, and you won the fight, and the fans are cheering, and you know you won the fight. But you see, what the fans don't see is that 3 days later, you still got ice on your face, because when you were fighting, you threw 7 shots and he landed 5. You won because you hit him more times than you, but you still have the pain of being hit in the midst of the battle. Amen? And so now, skipping ahead to the next chapter, they come against the Amalekites, and they fight the Amalekites, and they win. They have a great victory, right? Okay, what God is saying to Grace, and this is not going to be a seasonal word, this is for today. That God, you're at the waters of Marah today, and God is saying, look, whatever the sting is, whatever the pain is, whatever the regret is, whatever the guilt, the shame, the condemnation, whatever the disappointment from the delay, and you know, like I said on Friday, I've been in breakthrough for 20 years, every single day, breakthrough is now, breakthrough is now, breakthrough is now, and having to discipline myself and intentionally say breakthrough is now when everything that could go wrong is breaking through. And you know what? That stings. You want to move into doubt and disbelief. You want to get mad at God. You want to understand why. You get temperamental. You say, you know, we've been through some things. And God is saying, look, own what you own. It's already under the blood. It's as far from the east as it is from the west. But look, I want to finish the job today. I want to put the tree. In other words, I want to quicken and awaken the revelation of the cross of Calvary, where Jesus took your shame. He took your sickness. He took your sorrow. He took your grief. He took your disappointment. He took everything that you've been in experience, everything that's caused you hurt, everything that's caused you pain in this last season to get to this place. God's saying, put the tree in the water of the well that's deep inside you, and let me turn the bitter waters of this past season into sweet waters so that you can drink, so that you can move forward, that you can proceed and take on the Amalekites with strength and garner victory. Amen? So I want you to just stand to your feet. I want you to put your hands up. And I want you to just close your eyes. And listen, I want you to just, I know the Holy Spirit is at work here. I know He is. And so I can't say this for you, but you could say it for yourself. And this is where you're healing. This is how you apprehend your healing. You say, yeah, God, I'm hurting. Now just pause and think about that. Identify the place where you're still stinging from the old season. Just let it, bring it right to the surface. God, I just don't want to hurt anymore. I don't want to experience this sorrow anymore, this grief. God, I don't want to be walking this place of disappointment and discouragement anymore. God, I've forgiven those ones. But periodically, the sting of those words, the sting of what happened to me hurts me still. It's still in me, God. I just had a vision. I'm just going to speak it to you because it's for each one of you. I saw a human heart, and it looked like a human heart looks. But I saw on the inside of the heart, and it was like, it was filled with water, like as if you're looking over the lake. It was like just a sea. And the Lord says that inside of us, there's rivers of living water. And then I saw in this heart, I saw the Lord Jesus put his finger in the water. And as his finger touched the water, I saw the water change color from kind of a murky grayish color to just like a brilliant blue. It's funny that we use that color of that cloth today. It's like that color. It's spectacular. So here's the prayer. Father, we receive your touch in the water of our soul. Father, we thank you that you're healing us where we've cried out to you today. We receive it. Fresh. Healing is my portion. And it's on me now. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to you as individuals and as Grace Christian Church, that I have set you free. And you are moving forward in a place and a position of great strength and great wholeness. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look behind you. Look forward and apprehend that which I have for you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. This Bible is like a filing cabinet. It's time to clean it out. But anyway. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It tells us in Isaiah, and we shared this earlier this weekend, but it tells in Isaiah 46:10, things that are not yet done, his counsel shall stand, he will do all his pleasure. There are things that have not yet been done. And when the Lord had called the children of Israel out of Egypt, and they were in the midst of deliverance, but they didn't know yet that Moses had, their deliverer was already on the scene. They didn't know it yet. They didn't know it yet. But here they were, and as he's on the scene, he's a baby, grows up, he's in the Pharaoh's court for 40 years, and then he's out, and he's in the wilderness for 40 years, and then all of a sudden, the set time came. And so God remembered his covenant that he made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all right? And when God remembers covenant, he's not a man that he would lie, all right? And so there are things that he's promised the ancients, and he's made promises to us even this very day. And maybe perhaps if the Lord were to tarry, we will be ancients, so to speak. Could happen, who knows? But anyway, so he said there are things that he will do, all his counsel will stand, and he will do all his pleasure. And it also tells us in the word of God that my covenant I will not break, nor alter the words that proceed out of my lips. So he's made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He makes covenant with his people. He's made covenant with each of you today. He's made covenant with this church. He's made covenant with this region. He's made covenant, and he will not break his covenant, neither will he alter the words that has proceeded out of his lips. All right. So he will not alter what's proceeded out of his lips, and he's not going to break his covenant. But we also know that the word of God tells us something. And for anyone who wants to read that, it's in Psalms 89, verse 34. I know I'm hurrying here. But it says that my covenant I will not break, nor alter the words that have come out of my lips. But it also tells us, this is Isaiah 61, 8. God loves judgment, and he hates robbery. Now, God is coming. This is the word for this region. This is the word for this people. This is the word for you as an individual, for your family. But the enemy has stolen. He has stolen so many things. And I'm sure that your mind can be racing right now, all the things that have been stolen from your life personally, from your family, from you corporately, collectively. But he's stolen a lot. And from the simplest things, we tend to think of financial things that have been stolen from us. But I'll tell you, he steals our momentum. He steals our passion. He steals our creativity. He steals our ability to be spontaneous. He steals even those types of things from us. And how does he do it? Because he throws in different things and makes different things happen that causes us to doubt and come into a place where we lose our impetus, we lose our authority. So he steals so much from us. But the Lord said in his word, he loves judgment and he hates robbery. And he judges, and he judges righteously, because he cannot judge any other way. And he's judged those spirits of darkness. He's judged those principalities and powers over this region. He's judged the spirits over your personal life. He's judged those spirits over your family, your lineage. He's judged those things.
Thank you, Lord.
And now he's coming with judgment. To judge, when he judges, he will judge righteously. And I think that word has become an ugly word in the church, because we're supposed to love and don't judge. But listen, we're always called to judge sin. And we will judge angels one day. Did we read the word of God that says that? So in the word of God, it tells us he loves judgment. You know why? Because he hates robbery. And that's what he said. He hates when the Lord has stolen from our personal lives. He hates when the enemy comes and steals our children or their destiny or their passion. He hates when the enemy comes and steals our momentum. You know, we really gain some momentum, and all of a sudden he gives us one of them sucker punches, one of them punches you didn't anticipate. That's a word in boxing, a sucker punch, right? And he hates when it knocks the wind out of him. He hates when the enemy comes and steals from us. All right, and I sense that God is releasing a vengeance, his wrath against the spirits of darkness that are stolen from you individually, stolen from your families, stolen from this ministry, stolen from this region. God is coming into this region, and he's saying to you as a people, he's saying like he did to Ruth, get down to the threshing floor. And Naomi told her, get down to the threshing floor. Because it was harvest time.
Harvest.
And it's time to harvest, reap a harvest of what the enemy has stolen. The souls that he's trying to steal from the kingdom, everything that he's been stealing. But God is coming in with his wrath. And he's coming in and to judge. And he's issuing those judgments in heaven. And he's causing those angels to reveal and work with us and causing us to enforce that. We are his bailiffs. The judge issues the decree. The bailiff comes and enforces it. And this is what God, I sense this is what God is saying. He's coming to judge righteously the forces of darkness. And he's saying in Isaiah, I am doing a new thing. Will you not know it? Will you not discern that God is coming to judge those spirits? So get in there and seize. Get down to the threshing floor and expect a harvest. for your personal harvest. Expect God. Listen, I'm going to tell you really quickly a quick story. My father's family came from Italy. And they were farming people in Italy. And when they settled down, they came and settled down in Pennsylvania. When they settled down in Pennsylvania, they did what they knew to do. They became farmers, and they bought land. And when they bought land, they bought lots of land, and they farmed the land. And that day, there was no child labor laws. So they sent my father. He was not the firstborn. His brother was the firstborn. In the Italian culture, in that day, the firstborn didn't work and didn't do anything. He was the honored child. And so they sent my father to work the coal mine, to work in the farm, rather. He was five at the time. They sent him to support the family working in the farm. When he was nine, they sent him to work in the coal mines. See, he was the sole supporter of the family, which sounds strange, but there are no child labor laws. Well, they bought all this land. Listen, hear what I'm saying. This is for someone or someone's. They bought all this land. And to fast forward the clock, when my father's father passed away, he gave my father $1. Theft. All that land was given to the glory child, the firstborn. And that firstborn was the one that stole my father's customers. So my father had a little gas station. And he repaired cars. And he went around town and lying and saying and accusing my father of being dishonest. And he lost all his customers. So his business was stolen from him. His inheritance was stolen from him. So my inheritance was, our inheritance was stolen from him. Do you hear what I'm saying? God is saying the enemy has stolen, and God has not forgotten. And though the children of Israel were in captivity for 400 years in Egyptian captivity, he made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he said to Abraham, he said, in the fourth generation, and the fourth generation was Levi, Kohath, Amram, Moses. Amram was Moses' father. So we understand. The fourth generation, and here was the deliverer. And now God is saying, I'm coming to render judgment against the spirits of darkness that held my people captive and stole from them their livelihood, their creativity, the children of Israel, their whole life, anything to look forward to was stolen from. Stolen from. In captivity, creativity, productivity, fruitfulness. Life to look forward to. All they had to look forward to was captivity and the taskmaster. And so the enemy has stolen. And you're in a place where, you know, it looks like everything is going so well. But in reality, there's a people in this region and beyond that are in captivity. And they've been stolen from. And how can you and I go in there and say, be restored, when you and I are still in a place where we're declared now we're healed at the bitter waters, right? The reflection of our soul. But we're in a place. You're in a place. If you rise up and take your healing and walk now in your healing, and as you walk in your healing, allow the Lord to enforce the victory. Allow the Lord to render his judgment and bring restoration. It may not be the same thing. I'm going to tell you something right now. It may not be the same land that was stolen from, my father and his seed. But the Lord is coming back. He knows how to multiply exponentially what it could have been in this day. And it's coming back. And I'm here to say that we know that it's coming back. So God is saying, and that's just a financial theft, but there's all kind of thievery that is taking place in your lives. And God is saying, I'm rendering my judgment. The bailiff is here. Come on, rise up and allow yourself to perceive and discern that if you come into a place where God is restoring what the thief stole, your passion, your fire, your zeal, your momentum, your creativity, your memory. Come on, saints, your health, your energy level. He's been stealing with his heavy burdens, making you gather your own straw and make your own bricks before you even can build the treasure houses for the Pharaoh. God is saying, I'm rendering my judgment. Can you discern? Will I'm doing a new thing. Will you not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness, fountains in the desert, rivers in the desert, fountains in the wilderness. You understand? That's supernatural. You don't get rivers in a desert. God wants to do supernatural things for his people so that you can declare the mighty works of God amongst the children of men. So you have an expansion to what the goodness of God was in your lives, that you can decree it and you can declare it. So today he's saying, I will do a new thing. In Isaiah 45, it says something marvelous. Isaiah 45, and this was at a time when Cyrus was appointed to bring great blessing to the people of Israel. But it says this, drop down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness, and let the earth open up, and let them bring forth salvation, and let the righteousness spring up today. I, the Lord, have created it. God is speaking about heaven, what's decreed in heaven, what's been judgments that have been rendered in heaven, what's been decreed in heaven. What God is saying, let the heavens drop down from above. Let it drop down. Can we see it or perceive that that's what God is getting ready to do? Take back your mind. Some of us need to take back our mind. Our memory, we're tormented at night with dreams or anxiety. He's stolen your peace and your repose. Take it back. He's rendered it in the heavens and he's opened the heavens. Drop down, O you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up. Come on, we can open up. We're gates. Open it up and receive. Just open up and let them bring forth salvation. Bring it out of us. Salvation. And let the righteousness spring up together. For the Lord has created. Let's stand to our feet today. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, the heavens are dropping down. Your word says that the heavens from above, the skies are pouring down righteousness now. You've made judgments and decrees. You've issued it. We see it. We perceive it. You said you won't do anything unless you reveal it to your servants, the prophets first. Now we're here to prophesy it. And as we're prophesying it, we're declaring today that in the name of Jesus, him who stole, steal no more. That in the name of Jesus, let the wrath of God be upon the spirits of darkness that have come against this company of people today. In the name of Jesus, I decree today that the vengeance of God, that the wrath of God is chastising these demons of darkness now that have come against your people individually, their families, their lineages. Now, in the name of Jesus, I declare today, Lord, you're doing a new thing, that you're opening the heavens, you're rending the heavens, and as you're opening the heavens, rending the heavens, even now, Lord, you're pouring down from heaven, you're pouring down salvation, healing, deliverance, restoration. In Jesus' name, you're restoring what was stolen from them, and even double in Jesus' my name, greater with exponential calculations even now, Lord, in Jesus' name. So we declare today, in the name of Jesus, where the power of God has been restrained and restricted by dark forces, we declare today that there is no more restriction and restraint, because now we are in alignment. We get it. We understand it. We can agree with heaven now. So in Jesus' name, we say, be restored. In Jesus' name, execute the wrath of God against the spirits of darkness. We say today, in Jesus' name, he who stole, steal no more from us. In Jesus' name, to the glory of God, to the glory of God, to the glory. We open our mouth, we open wide, we open wide, we open up wide, and we go down to the threshing floor to receive the harvest of souls in Jesus. The threshing floor in Jesus' name, just like you told Ruth, just like you told Esther, the same thing that she found favor. I declare favor. God is saying there's favor upon your lives. Favor, favor, favor. Even like the eunuch who Esther found favor with, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, she pleased him. God's saying, you please him. God is saying, you please him. You please him. You pressed together. You've had hard times together. You've warred together. You've prayed together. You wept together. You laughed together. You fellowshiped together. You had dinner together. You did so much together. But the Lord says, in all that you did together. You were like as one man, says the Spirit of the Lord. But the Lord is saying, this day you pleased me and you pleased me well. And now I'm coming to do all my pleasure. I'm coming to do all my pleasure, says the Spirit of the Lord. Now as a company of people, we receive your pleasure and all that you will do now in the name of Jesus. And we break it off. We break it off. Come on, saints. Break it off. Break it off. Break it off. The spirit of thievery now in Jesus. We break it off. We break off that spirit of thievery now. And in Jesus' name, he who stole shall steal no more. And we receive at the threshing floor with expectation. We go to the threshing floor to receive with expectation that we shall receive and we shall walk in it and we shall live in it and we shall steward it in Jesus' name to the glory of God. To the glory of God. Hallelujah. We lift up our voice with a shout. And we shout unto God with the voice of triumph today. To the glory of God. Come, Lord, and make your name great. Make your name great, Lord, to the glory of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Well, let the Lord.